Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, who's up for some vitamin L tonight? On the broadcast airwaves here on GCN and Natural News Radio. Vitamin
liquor?
L.
Vitamin L?
Liquor? What is that?
L?
When is, since when on the Robert Scott Bell Show has vitamin L meant liquor?
Is GMO-free licorice.
That's liquor. Okay, now you're getting a little closer to it. It's love. Love, for goodness sake, Super Don. Don't leave the love out, right?
I am ornery from the get-go, and there's a reason why.
Yeah, there is. Ornery Super Don here at 866-939-2355. If you'd like to be ornery with Super Don, you can do that right now by calling in.
Be ornery with me.
Next, is there a theme song for that? I don't like that theme song. I thought you were
being
better than that.
All right.
You are being silly. Well, welcome, my friends. We've got Terry Aranga from Autism One going to join us tonight, as well as Jeffrey Jackson. Who's written a tremendous overview, a reveal, if you will, about SB 277, the attempt to remove all exemptions from the face of California regarding vaccinations, except for the medical ones, which you can never get. So there's some breaking news about that we'll get to this hour or next, or maybe a combination of the two. Autism One is coming up. We'll be there. I'll be there anyway. I wish Super Don could be there. I'm going to miss you if you can't make it. I know last year we were all there. But we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, I know. Cannabis Cup and Autism One. We missed Cannabis Cup this time.
Yeah. Dude, it's like a bummer. But, you know, there was enough Cannabis Cup to go around last year. I still got a buzz from it.
Still passing the cup, yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Anyway, 421, not a national holiday that I know of.
Actually, it is. 420 is the weed holiday. 421 is National Random Drug Test Day.
Yeah, surprise! I thought you were getting away with it, didn't you? All right, except where it's semi-legal. Let's see, what do we want to do tonight, Super Don? Let's open with, our good friend Jerry Doyle, Epic Times. EpicTimes.com. We've been doing a video series. Our second one is about to be released. In fact, a sneak preview for all the listeners of the Robert L. Shell Show. It hasn't gone officially live yet, but if you go to EpicTimes.com, and then you'll see a link to Robert Scott Bell. That's right, one of the contributors. You'll go to our page, our landing page, and you will see Super Don and I did a little video expose of the AstroTurf attack on Dr. Mehmet Oz.
Yeah.
How'd that thing come out, by the way?
It came out really good. It's funny because we did the taping, mm-hmm. and as we were doing the taping, the news cycle was already in gear and shifting on the news story itself. Mm-hmm. So it's something this is a heck of a story. I mean, it really is. But what we're discovering is that the news cycle just doesn't seem to want to acknowledge it. They're doing it a little bit more now because, as we talked about yesterday, CNN, mm-hmm. somebody over at CNN decided to have a little courage and say some things that we were saying as well.
Somebody at CNN, I think,
watched good in the next one. The next one's going to be good, too, because we're going to be talking about vaccines.
Oh, dude, that's going to get controversial. We never get controversial here. By the way, don't mind Super Don's big giant head. I've got a pea head. It's not that his head is really big. My head's small. That's all it is.
I'm sorry if I have to walk all the way to the other side of the room in order to, you know.
Well, remember remember that photograph I took with Jerry Doyle when I was in Las Vegas? I looked like a Duncan Munchkin, and he was like this.
Jerry Doyle's a
Jerry
guy.
We call him the Jerry Green Giant. Funny. So anyway. Just physical stature.
So, yeah, go check it out. I think it's in the show notes.
We do have it linked up, yes.
Yeah, so go check it out and let us know what you think. And why don't you see who looks like they shaved that day, Robert or me?
Oh, yeah, that's a trick. Not so tricky of a question when you see it, but you might be surprised. You might be surprised. Now, we're going to open with a study that evidently is just making the rounds being released today through the Journal of the American Murderers Association. Wait, did I say that right? The Journal of the American Medical. I'm so sorry. Medical. I just get that wrong all the time. All right. Well, the JAMA Journal. And the headline reads, Autism Occurrence by MMR Vaccine Status Among U.S. Children with Older Siblings with and Without Autism. And it only gets more crazy and silly and horrible to try and figure and find beyond that. This is going to be one of those things that if anybody comments on this that doesn't have a degree that's appropriate, they're just going to start saying, see, you don't have a degree. You're not a specialist in this. You can't comment. Doesn't count. But basically what you're going to hear from the – what do we call those skeptics now, Super Don? Are they the denialists? I mean, we don't like to use the term, but what do we call them?
You know, here's the thing. I mean, we could come up with a name for them, but that honestly, yeah. I try to shy away from that because that kind of makes us like them if we're making okay, here's what I call them.
Okay. Yeah.
They are suffering from narcissistic personality disorder.
Okay.
That's my clinical diagnosis.
Very good. So those suffering from narcissistic – something disorder, whatever Super Don said.
NPD.
Right? NPD. They're going to yell at us for not being qualified to comment at all on this story. And listen, I'm going to say it right out of the gate. I haven't been able to go through this with a fine-tooth comb. So some of this is just kind of off the cuff what I'm, you know, trying to assess here. But what they're going to all be yelling is that, see, we told you. Will you guys in the that are questioning the MMR vaccine, the linked autism, just shut up because now this is the definitive proof that it doesn't cause autism, right? That's what you're going to hear, and this is what the mainstream media has jumped on. It's front page almost everywhere already. What is it really saying? That's what we want to understand. Now, if we go down to the conclusions and relevance, just so we can read it for everybody to just kind of hear what they say is the conclusion. In this large sample of privately insured children with older siblings, receipt of the MMR vaccine was not associated with increased risk of ASD, regardless of whether older siblings had ASD. By the way, ASD, autism spectrum disorder. These findings indicate no harmful association between MMR vaccine receipt and ASD, even among children already at higher risk for ASD. Indicate no harmful association. Now, the assessment is premature, I will say that, based on what I know of the interaction, particularly in the history of MMR link to the ASD disorder. And I want to remind everybody that, you know, that piles on and attacks to try to, eradicate any influence of Andrew Wakefield. When he first analyzed these children with this mysterious gut inflammatory manifestation, call it iatrogenic enterocolitis, he also found evidence of the measles strain specific in the MMR jab, that they call it in England, the jab that was utilized in the shots of these kids who also, in many cases, had a diagnosis into the autism spectrum. In the initial phases, he never said that the shots caused autism. This was something that they had to kind of tar and feather him with initially because they couldn't stomach anybody coming up with any other conclusion that vaccines are angelic and benign and do nothing but bring, like, fairies and health, or healthy fairies to your children.
Fairies?
Yes, healthy fairies to your children.
Healthy fairies.
Now, again, this is a difficult opening because not having delved fully into it, I just want to make a little bit of a preliminary assessment here because they're talking about the younger siblings of those who had already gotten the MMR shot, some of whom had ASD. Is it more common or less common to have a second sibling or a third sibling with autism spectrum disorder following any of these shots? I don't have that information in front of me either, but I will tell you this. The first children typically bear the brunt of the highest maternal mercury load. In other words, the moms that had higher maternal mercury burdens, you know, they had a mercury burden in their tissues, in their bodies. The first pregnancy gets hammered the worst, typically, as the moms dump the mercury in the developing fetus. The little baby is going to get hammered worse. So they're coming into this life with a higher mercury burden. Now, whether you want to claim the vaccine or vaccines themselves are the cause or not the cause, or just one of the factors, everything matters. I would agree. So if somebody says to me, oh, it's not just the vaccine, I don't disagree. There are loads of environmental factors that contribute to the neurological degradation, to the gastrointestinal damage or destruction or inflammation that contributes to all kinds of diseases, chronic diseases in particular, and those that impact the nervous system and the brain. So the first kids. Now, based on that assessment, we could say that maybe it could be less likely that the following children would suffer from the same exposure because they have a lower mercury burden coming into the world because their mom had already dumped a bunch under the first generation or the first kid that came out. That's one possibility. Now, on the inverse side of things to consider is that you have a higher incidence of gestational diabetes with each subsequent child because the moms are not given proper instruction by dunderheaded doctors that their chromium stores are being depleted with each pregnancy because that developing baby needs all of that chromium for development, for chromosomal protection, for integrity of the genetic integrity of that developing baby. So there are confounding factors here, and that makes probably doubly and triply confusing, but it's not something we're going to leave by the wayside today. But I just wanted to throw out those considerations that go beyond what they did in this study.
We got to give these scientists, these NPDs, you know, we got to give them some credit because, I mean, you remember, you see the link that I just sent you. Yeah. I mean, you remember this was what, I think 4 years ago? It was a huge story. I think ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox, Huffington Post, they all covered this study that showed a possible link to autism. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
No,
we don't. It wasn't
they didn't
there. It
do
wasn't
that. Nobody can remember that study, but this right. one, oh, yeah, this is the big one.
This is the big one because it confirms something that they want confirmed. And so it's that bias, the belief bias of those who worship the vaccines and the people who promote them and profit from them. Not here, though. Hey, breast genomics coming up. Home test after the break.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need guaranteed to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, you can call us 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Super Don, were you just humming to Ozzy Osbourne?
I was jamming to the crazy train. And I got to tell you, sometimes when we're on this show, it feels like we are on the crazy train, doesn't it?
Oh, totally. Totally we are. And that's okay. We don't mind. And if you want to call up with comments about that new study, by all means, again, we're going to be digging deeper into it. But I just wanted to bring it up, acknowledge that it does exist. The study exists. What does it really say, though? We're going to get to the bottom of it. We've got Terry Aranga from Autism One coming up shortly. Jeffrey Jackson will be joining us as well. We're going to talk about revelations about SB 277. The bill is going for a vote in, I believe, the Education Committee tomorrow morning or sometime tomorrow in California. So we're going to be covering it tonight. In fact, some revelations that are pretty embarrassing for you Democrats. Did I say that? Oh, I don't mean to politicize this issue. It's just that the Democrats have basically purchased lock, stock, and barrel this idea that vaccines can do no harm and they should be forced upon the population in California, which is a Democratic state with very few Republican enclaves. Not that we claim to be either, but we tend to be on the side of liberty. Yes, I know, it's scary, right? Afraid. Be very afraid. Well, you know what I'm afraid of? Home breast genomics test. And there's a new one. There's a new one brought to you. This segment brought to you by not cologenomics. That sounds like colorectal genomics. No, color genomics. But it's actually Angelina genomics. How do you say that? Angelinomics?
Angelinomics. Yeah.
Angelinomics. Like Angelina Jolie. Now, I've been talking about
this
for years.
You know what? Here we go. What? She played Tomb Raider, right?
Yeah, she did.
It's now the Boob Raider kit.
The Boob Raider?
Boob Raider.
I guess you could say that.
Right?
Yeah, well, basically what this is a home test kit. that you can buy for $249 to see if you have a BRCA1 or 2 gene. Maybe just a 1, because maybe it'll cost $500 to get the both of them checked. But remember, we've covered for so many, well, as long as this thing has come out, the fact that there's something called epigenetics, even if you have this so-called gene mutation, it doesn't mean you're going to get cancer. And, of course, the way the medical establishment has been teaching women and treating women like second-class citizens and saying, listen, you know, the only reason you might have breast cancer is because you have breasts. Let's remove your breasts. And I said this to the audience in Syracuse. It got a bit of a laugh, but I was serious. Men, if you were told that you got some kind of gene mutation that causes those dangly bits down there, maybe, possibly, probably, maybe, we don't know, but maybe, you'll have testicular cancer 20, 30, 40 years from now. If your doctor then suggested you remove them prophylactically, how many of you men, raise your hand, unless you're driving, would go, yeah, Doc, go ahead and remove them. Don't need them. Don't want them. Yeah, go ahead and take them. I'm thinking, like, none, nobody. You know, maybe someone who knows somebody who died of testicular cancer would go, well, no, I don't want to suffer through that because they believe that would happen to them. But the reality is, as we've covered, even the scientific references that are saying that, hey, even with the gene mutation, it matters what you're doing, your lifestyle, your diet, your emotional state, all of these factors play larger roles than some theoretical mutation that's going to, you know, guarantee that you're going to manifest breast cancer. So, ladies, hold on to your breasts. I would say as the same way men hold on to their body parts, but maybe it's not the same thing. I don't know. But
kind of like Michael Jackson.
Ow! I timed that really well. But, yeah, I do not recommend these gene tests. Even if you have so much breast cancer running in your family, again, you live differently than everyone else. And you can change your future. You are not destined to have breast cancer necessarily. And the removal of this, interestingly enough, the promotion of the removal is only going to be enhanced by this Khosla Ventures, Lawrence Powell Jobs, widow of the Apple founder Steve Jobs, involved in this. $249. You want to spend that money, find out you have this mutation and remove your body parts because of it?
Well, and listen, I got to ask, in this test that you do, I mean, we're talking about a home test, or a genetic home test. I'm not a scientist. I will say I don't even play one on TV. But I'm going to guess there's got to be some percentage of false positives that you would get from something like this.
Oh, well,
just like just like a pregnancy test, right?
Of course. I mean, it's the same scenario. How many of the tests are accurate? We've talked about HIV tests as well. They don't test for HIV, but oops, we'll call them HIV tests and everybody will believe that's what they're for. All right, well, again, ladies, hold on to your body parts, please. Next segment, Autism One, coming up May 20th through 24th. I'd like to see you all there. It's in Chicago. Terry Aranga has been working tirelessly with her husband, Ed, for many years to promote this, and it's a worthwhile thing to promote and be at. We'll be there, and we'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
My good buddy Paul Barrichello is back with some great news, even greater news about Echo Water and the science behind it.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about GMOs a lot. Studies are showing that in certain individuals, GMO foods are causing gut issues. And effectively, when the gut is damaged, these children can't produce gastric ghrelin, which is very important. And so autism is being tied to a lack of gastric ghrelin, but consumption of water with H2 gas, molecular hydrogen, increases ghrelin production, and they're seeing huge benefits to autistic children where it's actually reversing.
Molecular hydrogen is going to be helping a lot of folks.
Oh, yeah.
Echo Water can be found at robertswater.com, 800-337-7017. Free installation included and a forever warranty.
Yes, forever warranty, parts, labor, and shipping, as well as a 30-day money-back guarantee.
All right, plug into the H2 like I have. Call them 800-337-7017.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, in the show notes here at robertscatbell.com, we have a big banner I want you to click on and sign up and plan to be at the event in Chicago. And this is May 20th through the 24th. I'll be there at the Lowe's Chicago O'Hare Hotel. It's called Autism One, Focus for Health. And Terry Aranga and her husband Ed have been working very hard year after year and bringing folks together. Great doctors, therapeutic folks, political tracks, legal tracks, all kinds of education. Also great fellowship. We learn from each other. And I know many of my listeners love getting together at the Health Freedom Expo in Chicago each year. That's not going on at this point. And I'm urging and encouraging you all to attend the Autism One, even if you don't have someone that is directly impacted via the so-called autism spectrum disorder. Because there's a lot of health freedom discussion as well, and you will learn a lot, and you may have things to add to the folks and the families and the community that is there. Joining us now to preview it some more, it's Terry Aranga. Welcome back, Terry.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you for inviting me on, and I really appreciate the point that you just made, Robert, because at this conference, the Autism One Focus for Health 2015 conference, not only will you hear about kids recovering from autism and improving, but you'll also get great general principles for health for the whole family, information you won't get anywhere else, except Scott Bell Show.
Oh, yes, of course. But this is the thing that I've loved about, you know, your event, and I've attended for a number of years now, and I'll always remember the first time how overwhelmed I was emotionally just for the first time in a large setting meeting all of these families who had been impacted in this way through vaccine injury, other environmental causes, and their kids were in this diagnosis of autism. And yet what you have held for these folks that come out to this event is not only hope, but real practical integrative techniques, biological techniques, holistic, medical, etc., coming together so that people can make informed decisions about how they can get out of this situation and also prevent it from happening to anyone else.
Right, Robert. Thank you. Yes, we respect people the most when we prevent injury from happening to them in the first place. But if injury has happened, then we respect them by giving information to restore health. This is a high-energy event with life-changing information, and you'll be presenting at it with GI Recovery at Home, the power of silver, homeopathy, and molecular hydrogen for recovery from autism spectrum disorders.
Yeah, I'm like I said, I'm just so grateful when any time I can relate the things that I've worked with clinically. I get to work with a lot of doctors there, and again, I'm not the only one. There are many options there, and I go there to learn as well as teach and interact and share stories. And we do live radio. We get to record interviews with folks, and you know, sometimes there's like I said, political track discussions, legal track discussions. So whatever your interest is, there's going to be something there for you. And you never know, the people that you meet may be the most important people in your life that you haven't met yet in helping you, or maybe they reach out to you for help.
Right. It's a great networking event. And again, as you pointed out, there's something there for the whole family, even if people don't think they've been touched by autism. Autism is really a diagnostic label. It doesn't tell you about what's going on inside the body. And part of the way that citizens can be empowered is to know that all of these illnesses, these chronic illnesses that we're hearing about, so many share many underlying similarities, disease mechanisms. Mm-hmm. And if we realize that, we could take back our health and unlock the power to heal like you help people with.
Yeah, well, exactly. Now, in terms of the event this year, again, you've done this year after year, and maybe you're so close to it all, but I know that things shift sometimes subtly, sometimes significantly with things that are being presented, unique things that are new to Autism One for those that have attended in years past. Can you share with us anything that really jumps out as like, my gosh, this year we've never done this?
Well, you know, there's a big push on issues related to vaccines in mm-hmm. the media and legislatures, and we are having a Vax Truth Track this year. I know that's something that you'll probably be very interested in. Dr. Richard Moskowitz, Dr. Janet Levitin, Attorney Alan Phillips, Candace Estave will be presenting in that track, and I know that you would be very interested in that. Robert Krakow,
yes,
and Susan Lee attorneys will be presenting in the main conference. Frankly, Robert, I want to see Robert mm-hmm. Scott Bell and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Robert Krakow all on a show together so that I can say, there's the three Roberts. You know,
yes,
I really
well,
see that.
Absolutely. And we have Robert Krakow on the show. We're still trying to coordinate with RFK as well to get him on. He's been doing extraordinary work in lobbying around, communicating, educating on this issue. And he was there last year, got a significant ovation and a lot of gratitude for him standing up to a very difficult entrenched issue. We talk about the third rail of medical politics. Anybody questioning anything about the safety of vaccines, especially if you're on the inside, is immediately ostracized and attacked.
And I know that something you've also been very interested in, Robert, is the case that was up in Michigan with Marianne Godbolo and the attorney who successfully defended in that case, Allison Fallmar. She is also going to be presenting at the Autism One Focus for Health 2015 conference. So I know you'll be excited and enthusiastic about that.
I'm very keen to meet her because I appreciate so much her efforts to successfully defend Marianne Godbolo. It's a story we covered from the get-go, the moment we heard about it, and to meet the attorney that actually really stood up for what was right. I'm thrilled that she's going to be at Autism One. That's another unique new participant this year.
Thank you, Robert. I know something else that you'll be is particularly near and dear to your heart, and that's the featured session with Dr. Stephanie Seneff of MIT and Ben Honeycutt of Moms Across America. They have the Power of Prevention panel, and that deals with things like GMOs, glyphosate, mercury, and aluminum. This is a toxic soup that should be suspect in neurological consequences for anybody, and they'll be talking about the toxic chemical tipping point that overwhelmed the balance.
Now, was Seneff one of the researchers that had made a prediction? I remember there was one of the major universities that said by 2025 there'll be some outrageous number of those suffering within the autism spectrum.
So the projection is, and yes, that was Dr. Stephanie Seneff, and she's from MIT, half the children born in 2032, this has been updated, half the children born in 2032 will be diagnosed on the autism spectrum. That's the projection.
Wow. Yeah, so you've got some significant presenters here. I mean, you're talking about concentrating them all in one place. This is something that people from all over the world, I know we have listeners all over the world. We were just in England helping the folks out with their healthcare system, talking about things that are typically not covered in their mainstream media either. And I want to make a special invitation for those of you listening on UK Health Radio to come over to Chicago May 20th through 24th to be part of the Autism One conference.
Thank you. We do have attendees from all over the world, and we have international presenters as well. Some of the newest research includes the presentation that is called Towards the Realization of a Blood-Based Biomarker for Gastrointestinal Inflammation in ASD Children, and that will be presented by Dr. Stephen Walker and Dr. Arthur Krigsman, and that talks about addressing the question of whether we can use a simple blood test to diagnose gastrointestinal inflammation in children with a diagnostic label of autism. There'll also be a presentation by Dr. Nicola Antonucci of Italy, Effective Strategies for Intervention for Each Autism Phenotype. That's one that sounds really interesting as well.
I just want to attend everything. Now, is it possible that some of these sessions would be recorded as well for future benefit? Because it's not like you want to lose anybody's presentation. It could be so valuable to folks.
Right. Most sessions will be recorded. However, if you attend in person, you get the benefit of that synergy, that high energy, that
right.
Incomparable networking. It's just a fantastic place for networking.
No, I agree totally. Now, there will be some media present as well, especially, with this, let's say the awareness of the autism scenario, even though there's controversy out there in the old media about what is or is not the cause. But certainly the interest in the subject matter, at the very least, is only gaining or arising. Do we expect that more folks, a lot more new folks that have never been to Autism One may be attending this year?
I don't know the demographics on that, Robert, but that's a great question for Ed Arang. I'll let him know that you'd like to know.
Yeah, check with Ed on that.
Should I give you the website information, the website link?
Yes, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, but for those of you just writing it down, maybe you're not seeing it on the web just yet, go ahead, Terry, tell them how they can link up online.
www.autismone, that's AUTISMONE.org, autismone.org. And again, the conference is May 20th through 24th at the Lowe's Chicago O'Hare Hotel.
And right now, the attendee price, I mean, I knowing what it is that they're going to get is absolutely reasonable. It probably barely covers costs. I know you work very hard each and every year. If people understood all that you do behind the scenes, all they would be doing is what I want to do when I see you is just give you a great big hug.
Thank you. Hugs are extra, Robert, but I'll take that into consideration. There are over 150 speakers. I think 152 speakers spanning 5 days. So great choices there, and it's $99 for the registration price.
Yeah, so please hurry up, get in while you can. I don't think we'll turn you away at all, but we'd love you to sign up early so we can make the plans appropriate for all the people that are coming to be there. And as far as, you know, some of the things, I think this has gotten even, like I said, with each year, we learn not only about by the presenters, but even from a conference perspective, how to put it on, how to meet the needs of those coming. I think this is going to be the most sensational autism one yet.
Thank you so much, Robert. I really appreciate your kind comments and your enthusiasm.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you, Terry, and I know I'd have you hold on for the whole show, but you were ridiculously busy. I know you had a short window today. So everybody, go to autismone.org. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And maybe Terry charges me extra for hugs, but maybe she won't for all of you that go.
Just mention Robert's name.
Okay. I hope that you'll still be allowed in. Terry, thanks so much. Lots of love. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Robert. You too.
All right. Stick around. We got calls to get to. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. SB277 in California. What's really behind it? Is this a gift to Merck? Could it be that the lobbyists have more sway than the people of California? We're going to find out with Jeffrey Jackson next hour. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, before we head out to Autism One next month, 20th through 24th of May, we're going to Altamont Springs. Yeah, it's not so exotic. It sounds exotic, doesn't it? Altamont Springs. Well, it's basically a subset of Orlando. It's a place called Hoover's Market. Great, great health food store and deli. Good food, good organic food there. Hoover's Market in Altamont Springs. That's the 29th of April, next Wednesday. And I'll be broadcasting the first hour of the show live from 7 to 8. And I will be lecturing from 8 until whenever they kick me out. And Super Don, you and TMB are going to take care of the rest of Outside the Box Wednesday when I'm doing that. Next week.
Oh, boy. Just wait.
Just you wait. And then the 15th of May, prior to the Autism One Conference, Unlock Your Power to Heal with RSB and TMB and special guest, Sayer G. How's that? Nice. RSB, TMB, and Sayer G.
Yeah. You're a poet and you didn't know it.
And that's in Naples, Florida, back at Food and Thought, thanks to Mike down there. He's terrific. And that's going to be a tremendous event, a Friday evening. And I'm looking forward to that. So if you want to get some really warm weather, go down to Naples, Florida, May the 15th. Now, that would make me happy, but if you're happy in a hospital, it might not mean you're going to live. Here's the story. Obamacare is paying hospitals to make patients happy, but it's not really a good thing. According to this Obamacare rule, it forced Medicare to start paying hospitals about $850 million less, but the deal was that the money would be returned to those hospitals with bonuses even for the hospitals that actually got high marks from patients on satisfaction surveys. and the hospitals that didn't get good scores would be penalized.
It was interesting. I remember when this first came out.
Mm-hmm.
What the hospitals were doing is they were trying to almost make it like a Club Med kind of a thing.
Right. You know? We want
like
you to be
in,
totally happy.
A fancy treatment. We're going to pamper you and all that kind of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they, you know, they do these surveys, like a question card. How did I, you know, how's my driving? Call 1-800, whatever.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they found that the patients that were having a higher level of satisfaction,
mm-hmm.
they had less emergency department use, which is good. Less trips to the ER, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they also found that with the greater satisfaction, they had greater inpatient use, meaning, you know, going to the doctor. They mm-hmm. had higher overall health care and prescription drug expenditures, so more drugs,
mm-hmm.
and they died sooner.
Yeah, this was the most stunning part of it. The study found that satisfied patients were more likely to die within 4 years. So being happy in a hospital, not so good. Now, I've said this about hospitals. Get in and get out as fast as you can. This is not a place for happiness. I'm sorry. I know. And it's like the Robert Scott Bell's not being spiritual right now because isn't happiness everywhere? Well, yes, okay. But what the hospital is designed to do, if it's doing its job, is to put you back together again. But what it's become is the place for poisoning you to death, in fact, outside of emergency trauma where they do put you back together again. But then get out. The idea that you have to be happy in a hospital, okay, well, this study is showing, well, maybe not the most critical factor. And in fact, you know, this, it's interesting too, Super Don, you know, the whole idea of being happy with a doctor.
Right.
Sometimes you could have a good bad bedside manner. My mentor in homeopathy had a horrible bedside manner. I mean, he was loathed and despised by many, but he got the job done. If people followed what he said to do, they got well, right?
Well,
he didn't really care if you were happy with him. He was just going to tell you what it was.
Think about it. If your doctor has a horrible bedside manner, you're going to do whatever the heck you can do to get the heck out of that hospital. Right.
It may actually be a good thing.
Yeah.
But it is an interesting thing to consider about if you go to a doctor who's going to tell it to you straight, you might not like it. Now, if they tell you straight up that you have to have a vaccine or else, you can find another doctor. I'm not talking about that. But somebody that takes his job so seriously, like Dr. Bitar, he's not going to suffer fools. You're going to go in. He's going to lay it out. These are the things you need to do. If you're not going to do it, go find another doctor. Fine. Cool. No problem.
Right.
But if, you know, and you might say, well, he was mean to me, right? I'm not saying that. But, you know, that's the kind of concept you could be receiving, and you'd be perceiving it wrong. You don't have to have niceties to get well. Sometimes you need some tough love, and those people in the hospitals need a lot of tough love because they're in there because they've done many of the wrong things. And they're not going to be corrected in the hospital either with any amount of drugs. So with that, we're going to take a quick break. News is up next. Jeffrey Jackson's going to join us. We're talking SB 277 because the power to exempt from vaccines may still be yours, but it might not be tomorrow in California. But the power to heal will still be yours. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645.
845-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.